side standing skeletal and abandoned. The rest of the Baronsek men seemed to know that disaster had struck, and they were without a leader, without a job. Now Green Glades would stand open until someone else came along with the strength and the firepower to snatch it and hold it. But that was no concern of Ryan Cawder's. Ryan stopped the group when it was within a couple of hundred yards of the hidden redoubt entrance.
Let's just try that radio one more time before we make the jump.
Christy had been carrying the small radio, and she handed it over. Ryan adjusted the set and switched it on, setting it to the 100 wave band.
This is Ryan calling Jack. Ryan calling Jack. You receiving me? Over.
The swampy area was quiet. There was the large lake of mud just to their right, with an occasional greasy bubble breaking from its surface.
Come in, Jack. This is Ryan. We got a sort of message. Is there trouble, Jack? Over. Fire blast. Come in, Jack. Come in. This is Ryan. What's the trouble, Jack? Over.
Suddenly, Ryan had a prickling, uneasy feeling. Jack wouldn't have been trying to contact him unless something had gone wrong. That was his gut feeling, and he couldn't shake it.
One more try. Jack, come in. This is Ryan. We're making the jump in a few minutes. Come in, Jack. Over.
Ryan! Lost!
Was that the kid?
I don't know, JB.
But it could have been Jack.
Ryan felt a surge of blazing anger, the futile rage of a man faced with a recalcitrant machine.
Fucking piece of shit!
He heaved the radio out into the swamp. It quickly sunk into the sullen darkness of the deep slime.
Nice one, lover. Real clever move, that.
Ryan turned to look at Christy, a pulse beating in his forehead. She took a hesitant half-step back at the sight of his face, but he fought the mood and controlled it. Finally, he smiled.
Yeah, you're right, babe. But it felt good, and it's done now.
Then we might as well make the jump.
He nodded at her.
Sure.
The walls were silvered glass, and Ryan knew they were back in New Mexico. It hadn't been too bad a jump. Outside the ruined redoubt, the morning sun was breaking over the mountains to the east, throwing long shadows out across the desert. They managed to pick their way down onto the level ground without any difficulty, though Ryan was worried to see plentiful new tracks on the trail from the redoubt. Christy busily tied her hair back off her neck with a black bandana.
Someone coming.
With the rising sun in his face, highlighting the dazzling white hair, it was impossible to mistake Jack Lauren. He was riding a bay mare, spurring the horse on at a fast trot that turned into a dust-burning gallop when he spotted the little group of friends. Christy stared intently toward him as he closed the gap to 100 yards. Her face set like pale marble, she reached out to grip Ryan by the wrist. Hard enough to make him wince.
Oh, no.
Jack reined in the sweating horse, throwing himself from the saddle.
Heard your radio message. You hear mine?
No. What?
The teenager's eyes blazed like chips of ruby.
Dean.
What?
Taken.
Gaia, damn it.
When?
Yesterday afternoon. Christina shot one of the gang. Questioned him.
You still got him?
He died.
Why didn't you ask him
all... Here. Gang of slavers. Way north. Used the gateway. They took Dean.
Ryan suddenly thought of the last destination button. If this gang had jumped, then he could follow them. All wasn't lost.
I'll go after them. Food and rest, then I'll go.
One other thing found from wounded man, before he died.
What?
Slaver's leader?
Yeah.
Russian. His name? Zimyanin.
Deathlands Dark Carnival is a graphic audio production. Copyright 2006, The Cutting Corporation. Performed by Richard Rowan, Terence Aselford, Colleen Delaney, Dolores King-Williams, Nanette Savard, Karen Carbone, David Coyne, and Ken Jackson. Additional red shirts performed by The Dead Giveaways. Directed by Rick Rowan. Produced by Rick Rowan and Dwayne Beeman. Executive producers James Cutting, Mary Cutting, and Angie Cornett. Vocal editing and graphic audio sound design by Brian Patton and Nathan DeBoard. The Deathlands theme was composed by Mark Ashby. Additional original music by Brian Patton, Matt Webb, and Nathaniel Perry. Script adapted for graphic audio by Bill Campbell. If you enjoy Deathlands, be sure to look for James Axler's Outlanders. Keep listening for exciting previews of other graphic audio titles.
Next time on Deathlands.
Deathlands number 15, Chill Factor. Ryan Cotter and his band of Outlanders have finally found a safe haven in New Mexico, until the unthinkable happens.
Ryan, Dean, been kidnapped.
What? When did it happen? Who took him?
Yesterday. Slavers from the north, and their leader, Ryan. It was Zimyanyan.
Zimyanyan?
Now, Ryan must venture alone into a freezing wasteland to find his son, while being pursued by a pre-dark technological nightmare.
Fucking bastard Sectroid! You won't take me down! He's impervious to bullets!
And all the while, Dean Cotter must endure the harsh reality of slave labor without revealing himself to the sadistic Grigori Zimyanyan.
Why do I have the sense of something hidden about you, young man?
I don't know.
I look at you, and my memory stirs. Why is that?
I said I don't know!
Watch yourself, boy. There are many here that would spread your lower limbs and attempt to penetrate your young body. I can do little to prevent it.
Ryan must go undercover as one of Zimyanyan's slaves in order to save the newest member of his family.
You there! What happened to your eye?
Injured in a rock fall, Major Commissar. I'll wash it and put a rag over it, and I'll be fine.
And when Zimyanyan finally discovers the truth, it remains to be seen whether Ryan and Dean will be able to escape his clutches.
You, boy, with your curly brown hair. The man with the eye wound. His left eye. Of course.
My father will kill you for kidnapping me, Major.
Not if I kill him first. I want to rip out his heart and devour it, so bitter is my hatred for him, Master Cotter. And now he is coming for you. I will use you as bait to capture him.
Deathlands number 15, Chill Factor. 7 unabridged hours in graphic audio.
Welcome to the 6 o'clock news. I'm Amanda Huggenkiss. Our top story tonight is the new graphic audio podcast. We go live to Bill Periwinkle.
I'm live here on the streets and people have gone crazy. They're so excited about these new graphic audio podcasts, they've started rioting.
This is awesome! I love graphic audio!
Black Bulletproof! Yeah! Graphic audio!
People demand graphic audio!
These people can't get enough graphic audio. Back to you, Amanda.
Thanks, Bill. When we come back, Killer Stickies attack Tom Bruise.
Graphic audio announces Crimson Karaoke.
Waste of beauty to stay alive. Got to be ruthless just to survive.
Enough.
I will see you headed.
That's enough.
And now let's hear from our panel of celebrity judges. First, that psychopathic killer with the heart of pitch, Cord Strasser.
Listening to that makes me want to peel your eyelids away from your skull. drive hot smoking irons into the sockets.
No.
And suck the jelly from out of your ears.
Why? Why would you say such a thing? Why would you say such a thing? I'm the greatest singer in the world!
And everyone's favorite Russian villain, from such Deathlands titles as Red Holic